and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, but still represents a grave danger to parts of Florida. Sylvester Fernandez evacuated from the state's Gulf Coast, where Milton is headed.
We had a tornado warning, and I got the message on my phone. The lights and everything went down. It said no internet, nothing. It was pitch black.
The Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue Department in the heart of Tampa Bay has been preparing for Milton. Spokesman Danny Alvarez.
We kind of got a head start, obviously, with Hurricane Helene. With all our teams being in place, all our equipment being staged in strategic areas.
Tampa hasn't taken a direct hit from a major hurricane in more than 100 years. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the victims of Hurricane Helene have not been forgotten.
So far, we have been able to distribute over $60 million from our individual assistance program directly to people here in North Carolina.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, October 10th, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. at the ADRC CW office in Merrill. The Executive Committee will meet immediately after, and the board meeting will begin at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 3 in the Council Chambers. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee will meet at 5 in the McCourt Conference Room. In Portage County, the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 5 at the Portage County Annex. The Park Commission will also meet at 5 at the Jordan Park West Lodge. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse. The public hearing of the Aging Advisory Committee will meet at 9 at the Community Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network. President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change, other than I think a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Another super sunny day today with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. With clear skies tonight, we fall frosty once again to the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, a major warm-up as we spike to the mid-70s, which holds for Friday too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off, by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. Kim Shields will be with us. She's bringing in Kathy from the 30-day board. We've been looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we got family in the studio. Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us right now. Appreciate you guys being here. Got some great notes to get to. If you don't mind, I want to rewind for a second to talk a little bit about your Customer Appreciation Weekend. And to publicly apologize, I was not there. I had plans. I was going to be there. I even drove past, and I'm seeing how busy it is. All the people, I heard laughter. Even from my car, I heard laughter from that building. Yeah. and just way too busy of a weekend. And I missed out because you guys had a great celebration. It looked like it went really well. Did you guys have fun with the event?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, thanks, really everyone. Did. Yeah, it was... For everyone who came, we appreciate it.
We appreciate everybody who came twice. We double appreciate it.
Double time, yeah.
People who came three times, well, triple appreciate it, I guess.
But for those who didn't make it, we appreciate you.
For James, who I think was the only person who didn't.
Right, yes. Literally the only one.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw everybody else. Because it was busy, nonstop. I'm still kind of recovering from
the two days.
But for James, and maybe some other person, but probably just James, we did want to do a little recap today. And we also wanted to tell people that we decided to extend some sales.
Didn't get to come.
Yep.
You still can have some benefit and, you know, great sales that come with it for sure. But, I mean, I think we should first just say thank you in general. Thank you to the community for 78 years, three generations. Yeah. I feel really
78
humbled to be part of it and the community supporting us for all these years. I get to put up with Steven every day, which is a joy. And my dad, I get to see him. We really, first and foremost, thank the community for supporting us through all the years. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, 78's pretty amazing. I'll call these companies ahead of time when we're placing orders, and we'll try to ask them sometimes, like, hey, do you guys have a gift basket you could give us? We're going to give it to somebody in our community as a raffle prize. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes they will send us a nice gift basket. It's really kind of them. But I think what kind of, like, surprises them when I ask, because I always say, we're doing our 78th anniversary. And they're like, what, 78? And these are people that are answering the phone all day and night.
Talking to many different companies.
From stores like ours all over the country, you know, California to Florida to Texas to New York City, whatever, you know, all of them. And to get them to kind of like perk up and be like, 78? Oh, wow, that's a long time. That's quite a thing, and I think it's really cool to have that in small town central Wisconsin. I haven't heard of a lot of other ones, certainly in the Midwest, that get close to that. And I would bet there's hardly even a handful that get close to that that are still family owned, still you know, in the same you know, the same lineage, the same family. And that's why, like, my dad really started this out, and Katrina and I hold very close to this tradition, is this is about a customer appreciation day, like, sale. It's not really a sale event. It's not an anniversary sale. It's a customer appreciation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the 78 years come from, is from everybody who comes through, you know, on our anniversary days or on just any day, you know.
It's a thank you.
Yeah.
It's a big thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Trailblazers.
My grandfather and certainly my dad, too, is real trailblazers. And our dad was there, and our mom, too, out front, actually. Mm-hmm.
Heard her and John being boisterous and, you know, from the road.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. John's got a good laugh, and it definitely brings people in with a smile. I think there was one lady, I was sitting outside with John at the time, and there's this one lady who came by, and John said, "Hey, do you want to sign up for a chance to win a door prize or whatever?" And the lady said, "Well, I've already winning. I'm winning every time I come here. This is like I'm full of joy and smiles and happiness." And I was like, "Well, I can't argue with
you
that.
You can't beat that."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. She did go in, and then she came out, and then she signed up on her way out, which is right fine. Up. We caught her one way or another, but I loved her response.
Yeah,
and
that is
and a lot of people come in with that. And even like we have people that are come in from, again, different companies. We had like actually a milk producer, a dairy.
Mm-hmm. Local dairy.
A local dairy that's up in northern Wisconsin, up in Athens, that we sell their milk for years. And they came in to sample their milk and to talk about the farm and all these kind of good things. And I hear from all these, you know, these people that come in, you know, and have gone to other stores. They've been to different parts. You know, some of these people have been all over the country. And they kind of said, like, "Wow, your customers are really great." You know, like,
and we're like, yes, they are. They are one of a kind. They are wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. They're really, you know, really supportive. And I don't
genuine.
Know. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
that's sort of the recap on the warm and fuzzies, I would say.
Yeah, it was fun. It was filled. And it was 2 days of fun. And I really love the 2 days. Mm-hmm. It really makes it more of an event than just the one.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling, and I really love when the people come back again and they're like, "Hey, well, I had to check out today and what's going on," and I love that.
It shows above and beyond a real true appreciation for your customers, not only giving people an opportunity that might not make it Friday, can make it Saturday or something like that, but giving those double bookers, if you will, those are people that are able to come back and everything, that much more. It is the definition of truly appreciating your customers. You did mention that so much so, in continuing with the appreciation of customers, you're going to continue some sales?
Yeah, so we have a handful of our, I don't know if we should say some of our favorite companies.
It's kind of a hand-picked selection that we don't always, that we don't often have on sale, and we really wanted to like focus on and feature. So,
most of these are the whole line. So, like the whole company, all the products that they sell are on sale. So, True Grace, which later on we're going to have you do a sampling, but their whole line, they're out of Milwaukee. We love them. They're really foundational.
They were at our event too.
They were at our event.
And Brian, the founder of the company, the owner of the company, him and his wife own the company. He came up and spoke about 6 months ago. So really cool, real cool company, very focused on top quality, no compromise, and just like family nutrition.
Yep,
you know?
Definitely. So True Grace is going to be on sale the whole month of October. And then Carlson's, which is an Illinois-based company.
Also a family company.
Also family.
Multi-generational.
Multi-generational. And their focus is really good quality fish oil. That's their base. And then they've kind of expanded from it, like foundational nutrition, like vitamin E, and some of these like older and classics that are just so foundational and really important in our health, but they're also going to be on sale the whole month. And then Biosil, which is
collagen generator.
Yeah.
So everybody wants collagen. Collagen is very popular, but your body can produce its own collagen if it has the tools and the nutrients. And that's what Biosil is. It's a clinically studied, there's clinical results that prove that it produces collagen. It's a European company and product. A lot of science on it, so worth checking out, especially on sale. It's a lot more convenient if you're kind of tired of mixing powders or you want to have something where you're traveling. Mm-hmm. You just take one or two capsules a day, small little capsules. Yeah. You don't have to mix a powder. You don't have to taste it. They do have it in a liquid form
and
if you
really
want that.
And it's really good for what people usually use collagen for is hair, skin, nails, digestive health. So, yeah, lots of foundational things.
Bone density.
Yeah,
they have research showing that it increases, you know, bone health and all sorts of things. So, yeah, worth looking looking at.
Don't hear it in that form very often either. No. That's right. Interesting.
It's a generator, absolutely, which is really neat. Our line, Family Natural Foods line, which really covers from A to Z, so your vitamin A all the way down to your zinc. So we're
got some great multivitamins.
Multivitamins, fish oils. Protein powders. So our whole line is on sale. So that's a really good time to dive in and grab some of those things while it's on sale. Emerald, which is a really good multivitamin. It's like a whole foods multivitamin. They do a good job. There's really good B vitamins. So other, just another great.
Yeah. They make a bergamot for a lot of people like that for cholesterol.
Yeah.
We got a handful of their products. Good quality.
One for bladder health. One that's not a common one people think about, but you know, bladder health, it can be an issue for people, and they have a really good product for that one.
The bladder one is especially for people that have an issue with frequent urination, like waking up in the middle of the night or whatever. Designed for that. So
everybody over the age of 25. So I'm joking. Yeah. But no, that's a great point to bring up.
Yep. Couple more here. We've got Nordic Natural, another good quality fish oil company, and that's really where they stick to is fish oils or clean gummies, I would say, is another option.
They make gummies that are sugar-free.
And then Enzymedica, which is a Florida-based company, so hopefully everything's okay down in Florida for them. But they are a enzyme company.
Enzyme and digestion.
Focused on digestive health and enzymes, so you can break down your food more efficiently. And then Sun Warrior, which is a newer company for us, it's a protein powder company mostly, and they do a really good probiotic as well. But so that's a good one to highlight. And then we have a handful of Terry products. Like, I'll just name a couple of them, like AngioCalm, Healthy Feet and Nerve, Andrographis, and Umka, which is really good for cold and flu, as well as ViraPro, which we're going to talk a little bit about immune. Terrific Z's, which is back in stock now. So that one's a good one to catch. Ashwagandha.
Got to catch those Z's.
Exactly.
Well done.
One of those newer ones that's super good for like muscle and joint inflammation.
Yeah, also nerve-related pain.
Yeah. It's a really
TMJ,
cool one.
TMJ, sciatica, neuropathy.
Kind of everything.
Yeah, there's a long list.
Of course, the Curamed and Curamins will be on sale this month as well. So those are just a few to name. So there's still quite a few lines that are on sale for this whole month just to really focus on anybody that couldn't be there, but we still want to honor a lot of sales of some of our favorites. That's that.
How long is the sale going to last?
Till the end of the month. So the Halloween. It ends on Halloween.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. That's an easy one to remember. Yes. I can remember that.
Yeah. That works just for this month, of course. I do want to highlight a couple presentations so people can mark their calendar for them. October 29th is our fall panel discussion. And we talked about it really briefly. It's something new we're going to do, and we're excited. So come with questions. Maybe there could be very random questions that you might have, like, hey, what's the best magnesium to take? I get confused with it. Or, hey, what should I do for my dog's digestive system? Or, you know, like, hey, my child has A, B, and C going on. So it can be like a whole array of stuff. We're going to have about three of us up there, and we'll be able to answer questions or, you know, work collectively. It's a fun, it's going to be a fun environment. And, of course, if people don't have questions, we'll have some things we'll talk about.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk kind of about immune health and like kind of a seasonal panel thing. So that would kind of be the theme. But like Katrina said, you can bring questions of any
questions.
Sort. But we'll kind of touch on some immune health stuff amongst the panel presenters and kind of cover whatever people are interested in, really.
Yeah.
Y'all do a great job bringing these presenters in to touch on certain topics and specifically oftentimes topics that we don't get a chance in our society to really touch on very often or hear much about or talk and ask questions about. The idea of having kind of a hodgepodge, a gumbo of questions of just, hey, what is on your mind? There's gray areas in all of these things, and especially in the industry you're in. That's a really cool idea and a wonderful opportunity for the community to be able to ask those questions and really get some answers on that.
Right. Yeah. And it's going to be a learning curve. Like we're going to learn from this one. This is our first one and see kind of how it goes. And we're excited about it just to really leave it more open-ended with questions for people to have questions. So that's good. And then, so that's going to be October 29th at 5:15.
Which is a Tuesday.
Yes, that's a Tuesday. And then the next one we have is in December, and that's Stress and Fatigue. It's December 3rd at 5:15. I believe that's another Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it's join us to learn about ways to address stress and fatigue. So like adrenal fatigue, you're exhausted. You've like you just feel so stressed and feel so depleted.
Run down. Common phrase, yeah.
We're going to talk about a little bit of mental health stuff too. You know, we're going into like seasonal defective disorder time, the season where we're not getting enough vitamin D, we're feeling more stress of the holidays or just the pressures of life. So yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that and excited about that one. So December 3rd at 5:15. And then the last one right now that we have on the books is January 7th. So we're already going into 2025. Mm-hmm. I have to think about that one when I say that. But that's going to be at 5:15, and it's Ayurvedic medicine. So learn about India's traditional medicine and how it relates to your personal health. So Stephen spent 6 months in India studying their traditional health system and the wisdom of what, you know, they utilize every day. And so we're going to talk about... There's something, a word called a dosha, which I think is fun, and he'll explain what
that
means.
Word.
Each person has their own kind of specific type and their body, and then it also talks about like weaknesses and strengths that you have with that. It's super cool, and there's so much neat information that Stephen has learned when he was in India, and bring it back for all of us to gather upon.
It's fascinating to be able to look at the differences in the cultures and differences in things that we can use and incorporate in our own day-to-day.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, so those will be fun. So mark your calendar, October 29th, 5:15 for our fall panel discussion, and then December 3rd, 5:15 for stress and fatigue, and then January 7th, 5:15, our Ayurvedic medicine presentation.
We'll be sure to remind people on our morning shows and stuff and maybe spread the word about those.
Yeah. We'll be talking about it more. Don't worry. So we want to touch base a little bit on... Do we want to do this one first?
Yeah, let's do a
tasting.
Test,
we'll do a break in conversation.
It's time to hydrate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we, our friends True Grace came out with a very brand new product. It is, this one is Electromag. So it's like an electrolyte drink that's focusing on, it's got sodium, potassium, magnesium, and then they threw cordyceps in it. Mm. Cordyceps is a mushroom, and it's specifically good for like your energy system. Mm. It's not going to make you jittery. It's a sustainable energy. It's a focused energy as well.
Yeah, and just replenishing electrolytes like this product does will kind of oftentimes give you more energy, you know, especially if your electrolytes are low, if you're not hydrated well. And sometimes people, they hydrate really well. Like maybe they drink a lot of water. But if you're one of those people who drinks a lot of water, actually you wash out some of those electrolytes. So you need them even more if you're a heavy drinker, so to speak, of water.
Yeah.
So this flavor is the grapefruit. You're going to notice it's a little different than some of the other like electrolyte drinks you're going to taste. And I'm interested to see if you come up with that flavor.
It smells great.
Yeah. They have a lemon lime flavor as well, the grapefruit and lemon lime. But they're also on sale this whole month. And so... I taste right away when I taste. I don't know what
Taste. Let's see what James thinks.
I tasted the grapefruit for sure, but I thought I tasted a little vanilla or something like that in there.
Sure.
Something a little bit more to calm the grapefruit a little bit.
Sure. I think it's
what
good.
Is that?
I find that I taste a lot of the salt in a way, like the sea salt.
That's it.
And I like it because. When I am depleted and I'm like, I sweat a lot, like I just sweat out tons of sodium and I want to replenish it. This is so like satisfying. It's
very satisfying.
It's
hydrating.
A great way to put it. Yeah. I took just a little bit and it was, I felt that. I tasted that.
Huh. And their lemon lime flavor is kind of like a margarita without the tequila.
There we go.
This is like a Paloma.
This is a Paloma. There you go.
It's a very healthier one. Yeah. It's a wonderful. It's got so many flavors to it, and it's good for you. That this doesn't seem to add up.
It's so refreshing.
It doesn't always add up. That is a really good one.
You can water it down, of course, more. You can make it more concentrated, however you want. I had my kids do a taste test of it yesterday. One liked the lemon lime. One liked the grapefruit. But
classic.
It was classic.
Yeah, of course.
But overall, it was. They were downing it. They loved it, and I was like, oh, you know what? they're probably depleted of their electrolytes. And this is such a good one for kids, too. I love that there's some mushrooms because there's a little more immune benefits to it, so they can get a little bit more of that.
Give them a little more energy. Those kids need some energy.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Yeah.
Every parent in the world.
Right.
Just,
I'm sort of joking with this, but what's different about this product, too, is there's no sugar added to it. There's none of that sugar. There's no artificial colors or flavors. All natural flavors. And so it actually is really refreshing to have a drink like this that isn't full of sugars and artificial ingredients. You know, we've all known about Gatorade forever. I mean, they advertise, on big football games and all this kind of stuff. So everybody knows the story of Gatorade. This is the same thing, but without all the extra packaging, the plastic, the sugar, the food coloring.
A lot of the artificial stuff,
All that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you're getting mushrooms in it and, like, good quality magnesiums you can absorb and, like natural sea salt, not just...
Yeah.
It seems so quick to make, too. It just takes seconds.
There's little packets, so for you on the go, you can grab it. And, you know, maybe you're at a sports event, so you can grab it on the go. So they're individual packets. And that's what's so great about it. You kind of take it where you need to. And, of course, True Grace always executes things really, really well and cleanly.
And they're on sale to the end of the month.
Yep, exactly. Yep, nice. So, yeah, that's one to check it out. And we have the small sizes if you want to.
Good stuff.
Yep. So we're just going to briefly say this, just because I know we have only a few minutes. We want to remind people, I don't know if anyone else is noticing, but the sun is going down sooner. And the sun is taking longer to come up.
Yeah.
And the angle right now of the sun, it's not the same. So we want to encourage people to get their vitamin D now, to get it in their system so you have it through the winter. Vitamin D is foundational for immune health. It's a foundational for mental health and, you know, feeling. It's that feel good. It's that feel good vitamin. It helps a lot of our hormones in our body. And it's just a really good reminder that everyone should get their vitamin D started now, as well as really think about that immune, like preventative kind of kit that you want to have.
It's a great reminder to get in on these things early. It's certainly, if you're feeling the effects or you're feeling something, you know, any of this stuff, now is a good time to do it. Sure. But if you can get ahead of these things, that's the best way to prepare your body for the months that are ahead.
Definitely.
And vitamin D is always one of those ones that there's almost no bad time of year to be taking it. But this is specifically a great time of year, and it's always a nice reminder of that one. Those products are on sale as well. Yeah. So with some of the lineup.
Yep, absolutely.
Be sure to check those sales out. Check out things over at Family Natural Foods and join the gang over there any chance you get. Thank you both so much for what you do for the community and certainly putting up with me and my questions every couple of weeks. I appreciate it and good to see you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you.
Be sure to join our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all these presentations and different specials that they have going on over at Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support those that support us, everybody. We'll meet you over there. Find out more at FamilyNaturalFood.com, FamilyNaturalFood.com. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Well, a more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People all over Wisconsin are turning up the pressure to hold the mayor of Wausau accountable for moving the city's only absentee drop box last month. There was a protest at City Hall last night. The box is back, but critics say the public's trust is broken. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The train already left the station at that point. You already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into.
Ramos spoke with Civic Media's Chad Holmes. The Wisconsin Justice Department is looking into whether Mayor Doug Denny broke the law. There's a flu vaccine clinic happening today at the Nakusa Community Center. This is free for children ages 6 months to 18 years of age, but you must be accompanied by a parent. The flu clinic is from 3 to 6 today, no appointment necessary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Another super sunny day today with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. With clear skies tonight, we fall frosty once again to the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, a major warm-up as we spike to the mid-70s, which holds for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I have your host, James, here with you. And joining us right now, our good friends from Encourage. We got our friend Kim Shields with us. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being here. And you brought in a friend, as always.
I did.
We have joining us from the 3O Day Board, Kathy Stebbin-Hines. Kathy, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here. We'll put you to work in a minute, Kathy. We'll be talking to you in a second, because I'm looking forward to talking with you. But Kim, if you don't mind, I wanted to start off talking a little bit about Foundation. How are things going over at Encourage?
They're going really, really well. We're super busy as always. And I just wanted to share once again about our matching opportunity that we have. We have an anonymous donor that was so pleased with the response that we had from our first 30,000 by 331 matching campaign that another match has been offered. And so there's a $30,000 match by 12/31, and this would be dollar for dollar. Every contribution matters, and every contribution is appreciated. The fund actually raised actually go to our Friends of Encourage Fund, which supports our general operating and work that we do at the foundation. So that basic support is so greatly appreciated and needed.
And you're really able to put so much of this to such good use for the community. Mm-hmm. To think that you'll be able to double that use and everything is just a big thank you to this community and the individuals involved in matching that. And certainly want to make use of that too. Let's make them spend that money. Let's make them do this. Let's match that grant and everything.
Exactly.
And people can do that anytime, right, Kim? They
Absolutely.
Can donate.
Absolutely. Yes. We're able to receive donations in many different ways. Somebody could drop off a check or cash online through the website. If anybody has is part of an IRA charitable mm-hmm. distribution, we're able to receive that. Stocks, you know, securities, so many different ways to accept gifts. And
one of the things we don't have a chance to touch on very often is that the ability to be able to help people and walk them through this process, mm-hmm. too. I've heard this before from individuals that want to donate, but they don't know maybe some of the tax implications or things like that. You guys really, this is your wheelhouse. You're really able to help people with that part of it.
It is, and thank you for saying that. That is our business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very familiar with that, and we're always very happy to help and answer questions people have.
And just one other thing, Kim, I think, too, for so much of this, in this community in particular, we got a giving community. We got a community that steps up. But there's a lot of individuals out there that think or maybe thinking, I don't know if I have, hundreds or thousands of dollars to donate or anything. Every penny counts. Every penny, it impacts our youth. It really does help our community.
Absolutely. And truly, we appreciate every dollar. We do have a fund, one of our funds, where somebody contributes a dollar from their paycheck every month to that specific fund. And it is so appreciated. And it does grow over time. So mm-hmm. that $1, you know, it maybe by the end of the year, it's already $5.
That's a great point.
It makes a big difference.
It goes so much farther than we can really put in the words. And mm-hmm. we're that also goes to the thank you. We don't know how to put that in the words, but we thank this community and thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Kim, this the opportunity to be in on this matching grant have until the end of the year, it looks
yes,
like?
Yes, yes. Mm. This one is until 12/31. And again, it's a dollar for dollar match up to $30,000, which is amazing.
And you don't need to go very far to see the WHERE extension, how much this impacts our community. Whether it's the interviews we do with Kim once a month, you can go back and listen to some of those and some of the individuals that have been benefited from mm-hmm. this, or just look around your community. You're going to see examples all over the community of where the impact this money makes.
Yes, absolutely. We've been involved in so many things throughout our community, and it's our 30th year. So it's, you know, looking back and reflecting on all the work that Encourage has done and the programs and projects and the lives that we've been able to impact. It's incredible. It's very humbling.
And 30 years, that's just beyond impressive to me. And it's wonderful that you mentioned that, and we have in with us the 3-0 day board. It's not the same as... I'm reaching here, I admit, but I love a good segue, and it kind of gives us a chance to go right into the 3-0 day club. But thank you, Kim, for that. And before we wrap up today, we'll let the audience know how they can reach out to you with other ideas or other ways to impact your community.
Sure. Could I share a little bit of information about some of our newer funds
Please.
That have been established?
Yeah.
You know, after we had Team Rapids in with us last month, Gus Mancuso and Jay Bemke were here to talk about the Team Rapids Fund that supports youth athletics. And I heard feedback from several people that they really appreciated hearing about the new funds. I've been making social posts, but it's nice to learn a little bit more about them. So I did want to take a moment to share some of information quickly before we start talking with Kathy. So there's another fund. There's a Jenkins Music Education Fund, and this supports the Young Artists Concerto competition that takes place at the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. So again, really inspiring and supporting those youth orchestral students that really show a lot of promise. They compete, they have the opportunity to perform with the symphony. It's really an incredible opportunity. So we're so pleased to manage that fund.
That's wonderful.
For scholarships, we had one of our new scholarships that started in 2024 was the Dick and Betty Reet Scholarship. And Dick and Betty, Dick set this up in memory of his wife, Betty. She really believed in a strong work ethic. Both Betty and Dick truly believe in the value of education. Sadly, Dick passed away in May of this year. But this scholarship was for Lincoln and Assumption seniors that are pursuing a career in the medical field or trades field. And so two scholarships were awarded this spring already for that. I mean, the benefit and seeing those students, the impact is amazing. Another scholarship is for Louis Bennett's. It was a Louis Bennett's Memorial Scholarship, and this was established by his family. There were so many contributions that they received from friends, the Rapids community, mm-hmm. the wrestling community. Mm-hmm. Louis had spent over 40 years in, he was teaching driver's education, and he was a coach. Mm. He coached the wrestling program at Lincoln High School, and he really valued education, relationships, and just he touched so many lives, and the family wanted to give back and remember Louis. So there is the Louis Bennett's Memorial Scholarship.
Mr. Bennett was really good to me.
Was
a good guy. Was a really good guy to be. Always tried to get me into wrestling, though. So he would never take no for an answer. He was always trying to get, you're so lanky. He was a good guy. Good guy.
My locker at Lincoln High School was across from driver's ed. I had Mr.
Okay.
Marks for a driver's ed instructor, but Mr. Coach Bennett, he was right there.
I'm sitting there in driver's ed trying to focus on driving. And Louis sitting there like, you know, you should really think about it. You're weight class. You do really good. He's a good guy. Really good guy.
One that was recently established is the John Marshall Bueller Scholarship. Mm. So I think everybody in our community knows Marshall Bueller. Mm. He's been so dedicated. He is one of our local historians. Mm. And this was established by the Gerard and Doris Veneman family. Mm. They had established this scholarship. The Veneman and Bueller families have this long-lasting relationship that dates back to when Marshall started working at the paper company in Nakusa. Mm. While it's established for Marshall, it also recognizes that incredible relationship that the Bueller and Veneman families have and all of their involvement and support of the of Port Edwards community and the Southwood County community in general. That one is for John Edwards High School graduating seniors that are pursuing a career in a science-related engineering or law field. Ooh. So that one will be awarded this next season.
Wow.
The Merlin David Memorial Scholarship, Sports Scholarship, that was established by his family. He had coached at over 50 years for the Nakusa School District.
Wow.
And
wow.
There's really a focus on the mentoring and leadership component. He mentored and worked with those students during his entire time. And and so that one is for Nakusa High School seniors that were involved in the athletic programs, and they demonstrate that leadership and mentorship. The Jim Fiber Memorial Math Scholarship. He was a math teacher at West Junior High for 34 years.
Wow.
He really obviously felt strongly about the value of education, and he supported the Wisconsin Rapids sports program. When he passed, he had made it known prior to passing that he wanted to support students that would pursue a degree in math, specifically math education. So this would be for Lincoln High School graduating seniors that had been involved in math for all 4 years at Lincoln. So that's the Jim Fieber Memorial Math Scholarship. The Kevin Edward Marth Memorial Scholarship, this was established by his family. He passed away suddenly last August. He had a love of learning his entire life, and they really wanted to commemorate that. He got his bachelor's, master's, and doctor's. And after that, he still continued to take classes and was taking a class at the time of his passing. So they really want to honor Kevin's love of learning. So this one is pretty broad. All Southwood County area graduating high school seniors, homeschool seniors, and Waupaca High School seniors. And it's for those that are studying computer science, preferably computer science engineering, which is what Kevin was doing. The Roy and Lori Ingram Scholarship, that was supported by Roy and Lori Ingram, and they really wanted to be able to support students that might not otherwise qualify for a scholarship. Roy had served in the Army, and he was a Special Forces Green Beret. In Rapids, he was after he had gotten his Master Electrician license, he was owner and operator of Ingram Electric. So wow. That was since 1983, so some folks might be aware of that. Lori, she had a 25-year library career. She was in Pittsville, Nacoosa, and the Rome Library. And she was the Rome Library Director from 2002 to 18. And they wanted this started during their lifetime. They didn't want to wait until they had passed away, which I think is wonderful.
That is.
And, you know, they said, anyone can possess the determination and desire to better oneself through higher education, and everyone deserves a helping hand in order to achieve their career goals. So that is open to all Southwood County area residents, graduating high school seniors, continuing college students, non-traditional students, and veterans. So they specifically call it veterans. The Soper Family Scholarship, this was established to help Pittsville High School students. And Connie Soper, she had attended Pittsville High School. She was an RN and a dialysis administrator here in Wisconsin Rapids for over 40 years. Their daughter, Kimberly Soper Damon, she also attended Pittsville, and she is an elementary counselor at the Marshfield School District. And then Chuck Soper, he was a coach, teacher, and counselor for 3 decades for Pittsville. As Mr. Soper states, education can never be taken away from you. Pursue it and embrace it. So this is for students from Pittsville that are pursuing a career in nursing or education. So that obviously honors Connie and then Kimberly and Chuck. And then we have a couple other scholarships that we are working on for the upcoming year as well. The Lynn Larson Swanson Memorial Scholarship. Lynn recently passed away. She had been a dedicated educator in our community. Over 40 years was her teaching career. In Rapids, for the Rapids School District, she taught at Rudolph and Grove Elementary School. She was a dedicated volunteer in our community, receiving numerous awards. So that one will be for graduating high school seniors and homeschool seniors from Southwood County, as well as graduating seniors from Kane Area High School in Kane, Pennsylvania, which is where Lynn had graduated from. And the last one that I would like to draw attention to is the Larry Jorgensen Memorial Scholarship. This is a build-a-fund, so the family is hoping to build this. It won't award until it reaches endowed status, which is that $10,000. But Larry had been one of our area educators. He was actually my science teacher at West
Mine
Junior
too.
High.
Mine too.
Nice. He gave me my first B, which unfortunately I did earn. That was what I should have gotten. He had... he had a 38-year teaching career and in Wisconsin Rapids. And after he retired, he still continued substitute teacher for 15 years.
That's incredible.
He was on the Wisconsin Rapids City Council, the Wood County Board of Supervisors. So once that becomes endowed, that will support graduating seniors from Lincoln, Port Edwards, and Nacoosa High School that really have that community and civic engagement passion for leadership. So we're just so fortunate to be able to support our young people in our community with these scholarships and other funds that I just mentioned.
Mr. Jorgensen, also a classic beard, had a great beard, and a great teacher and a great individual. I appreciate the rundown there from you, Kim, so much, because so many of these, as you and I have talked about, oftentimes maybe there's a family, a kid out there that doesn't know that this is even there.
Right.
So to be able to bring attention to that is always wonderful. And another reminder to the listeners out there to reach out to encourage about opportunities. You just might not know of what's available. Mm-hmm. But it's wonderful to hear of these legacies continuing, these voices, these people that we remember and we honor, their legacies continuing. But I hope also gives an idea to, or gets the creativity going for the audience out there that, wow, there's a lot of gray area in life. There's a lot of different things that I could have a scholarship involving this. Mm-hmm. Or, you can be very specific with these things. And if you want to, like, an industry that you're coming from, an industry that you think could really use a scholarship or something, you can be very specific with these things.
Yes.
The creativity that you can have with these scholarships is noteworthy, I think. And encourage the audience to reach out to Kim. We'll give you the way of how to do that in just a little bit. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that
the time.
Rundown. I wanted to talk with you a little bit, Kathy, and talk a little bit about the 3-0 Day Board and get into this with you a little bit, especially for those that may not know what it is, and dive into this a little. So let's start right at the beginning, if you don't mind. How did this begin? What is the kind of origin story for the 3-0 Day Board?
Well, thank you, James, for letting us come and talk about the organization. And also, I'll just start with one of the reasons we're here talking is our board is establishing a scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of following up on what Kim's talking about. But 3-0 Day actually started back in 1977 by a group of very concerned doctors, teachers, clergy, specifically the Reverend Roger Brooks, who was a minister with the United Church of Christ in Nacoosa at that time. And he pulled that group together because he was very concerned about issues that youth were facing. Mm. And when the group first started, it was particularly they emphasized teen pregnancy, and they were concerned about the rise in teen pregnancy. But then as they came together and they talked, they recognized there were several issues that back in 1977 students were facing. And kids just were lacking information. Mm-hmm. They were lacking knowledge about how to take care of themselves and just didn't have the information that they needed. So the group came together and incorporated actually in 1979 and formed this group that they call 3-0 Day. Mm-hmm. And 3-0 Day comes from the idea of our bodies, ourselves, and our responsibilities, mm-hmm. that we need to pull those things together mm-hmm. for kids and help them, mm-hmm. the mission is to educate youth so they make responsible decisions that help them lead healthy and productive lives.
Mm-hmm.
So things such as drug abuse, mental health issues, anxiety and depression, human trafficking, suicide prevention, bullying, sexual health, vaping, internet safety, cancer awareness and teen pregnancy, all those things that our youth face every day, and the list can go on. Mm-hmm. The mission of 3-0 Day was to help youth in Wood County deal with those issues.
And this is an organization that if it started up today, we would all be championing. We would be like, oh, this makes perfect sense. We could definitely use this right now and everything. The fact that it's as old as me, that it's been around since 77, it not only hopefully, you know, kind of, I don't want to say shakes up the audience, but reminds the audience that kids have been dealing with this stuff for a long time. And some of the issues that we grew up with, kids are still dealing with and haven't changed. So have some perspective, have some grace when it comes to that with our youth, but also some of the things that we never had to deal with that we, even as a parent of 20-year-olds and stuff, I don't realize some of the things that the kids are going through nowadays. And to give us a little empathy and understanding of that, it can be beneficial for adults as well as kids, an organization like this, where it's letting us know a little bit of what it's like to be young now and having some understanding of that, putting ourselves in those shoes a little bit, while also being able to help young people with some perspective and some older, wiser, you know, talking and conversation. And just support in general when it comes to this. What kind of services have you guys been able to do over the years? You were touching on that a little bit, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Well, what the group did is they established a annual seminar summit, if you will, dealing with these topics. And they brought together folks from the community who had knowledge and information on these issues, and then school districts, over 20 school districts from throughout the area have sent students to this on an annual basis. And it was a day-long workshop where the kids would come in attendance with counselors and with teachers and go to various seminars on these topics. And organizations such as the Wood County Sheriff's Department, the Wood County Health Department, would send folks to help educate the kids and talk about some of these issues and learn about some of the risks and the things that are important to them, again, to help them lead healthy and productive lives.
Yeah. It's great, and a big thank you to all these individuals stepping up and doing those kind of things.
I would just say, too, that you mentioned that it's, you know, the length of time it's been around. This was a pretty progressive group back in 1977 that they were thinking along these lines. You know, we've progressed so that today, when you enter a school, kids are taking health classes and they're talking about these issues at school with schools with their counselors and with their teachers. But back in 1977, that wasn't happening. So in essence, 3O Day really sort of set some trends in this community and sometimes had some backlash at the time. But now what they were trying to do then has become an accepted part of the school curriculum.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Kathy. It was one of the first things to come to light that I recognized in researching this organization and seeing the work that they did. Like, oh, they were really ahead of the ball on some of these things
and
trailblazers in a lot of this stuff. Part of the reason, and one of the things that I'm so proud of and thankful for and going forward in our society, is when it comes to mental health, you know, we don't talk like this about it anymore. We talk like this, and that's wonderful.
Exactly.
But that doesn't happen without organizations like this and trailblazers and people really doing the groundwork early on in their back in the day to get there. It's a great thing to be able to bring up. And another tip of the hat to this organization when it comes to that. In the last minute or so we have, are there future plans or the things that you have coming up?
Yes, well, the board has come together and realized that in providing these annual seminars, that a lot of these topics are being covered in the schools. Actually, they are being covered in the schools and through other agencies. So we felt the best use of the funds that we have remaining would be to establish a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so we did establish the 3O Day Scholarship, which will be awarded this next year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the scholarship is to be given to a student or students who are pursuing a career in mental health. Mm-hmm. And we feel that the mission of the organization will continue, that being educating youth so they make responsible decisions, and so the money and the funds will continue. And I have to say, really quickly, we have had incredible donors through the years, too. People who weren't maybe necessarily boots on the ground, but were giving to the organization. For example, the Aspirus Riverview Healthcare Foundation, the Wood County Medical Society, the Bell Family Foundation have all donated generously to 3O Day, and individuals like Andy and Nancy Lucas, Dr. Lucas and his wife Nancy, who have really contributed generously to the organization so that we were able to supply not only the information to the kids, but give them lunch that day as well. So that's been a good thing.
I appreciate all the information on this. And Kathy, you got to come back. I think we got to talk more about this organization
Absolutely.
Sometime.
Can I just say one more thing? Mm-hmm. We have to give a special thank you and a special shout out to Mary Jo Carson, who for the last, I want to say 15 years, has been the president of the board and has contributed time and talent into keeping us going. I'm not sure we would have gone this far without her.
Wonderful human being.
Our former mayor.
Yeah. Wonderful human being, Mary Jo. Wonderful.
Yes.
She treated me really good. Another nice one. if people want to find out more about this, Kathy, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
They can go right to the Encourage website. The information is there. You can donate, and if you want to specify 3O Day, you can donate to enhance the funds that we have in existence with the scholarship, and the scholarship will be in the catalog, correct,
yes.
Kim?
Yes, the catalog will be up online before the end of this month, and anybody can donate to 3O Day or any of the other scholarships or any other funds that we have. You can just, it's under encouragecf.org/give, and then give now.
Thank you for that, Kim, and thank you as always for the time. Appreciate both of you so very, very much and everything you're doing in the community. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important, and most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers goop for their hair, for their hooves.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.